This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Spoken words program your spirit, either for success, if you're speaking God's word, or for failure or defeat, if you're speaking fear words. Words are, listen to this, containers. Think about that. Words are spiritual containers. They carry faith or they carry fear. They produce after their kind. Words are containers. If they carry faith, they will produce faith fruit. If they carry fear, they will produce fear fruit. It produces after their kind.
Vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let our sun shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are.
When I think about a person being born again, I think about how important it is for that person to understand the power that's been invested in his mouth. And I believe tonight you're going to see some things that'll bless you. But, you know, we spent 2 weeks talking about tongues, so let's talk about what happens when you're talking English, you know. So if you have your Bibles, go with me to Proverbs chapter 6, verses 1 through 2. Proverbs 6, verses 1 through 2. The creative power of words. Now, Christianity is sometimes called the great confession. But most Christians who are defeated in life are defeated because they believe and confess the wrong things. Most Christians who are defeated in life are defeated because they believe and confess the wrong things. Most Christians who are defeated in life are defeated because they believe and they confess the wrong things. Now look at Proverbs chapter 6, verses 1 through 2. He says, "My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger," he says, "thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth." To be snared means you're trapped. You've been trapped by the words of your mouth. Now listen to me carefully. Faith-filled words will get you over in life. Faith-filled words will get you over, will put you over in life. Fear-filled words will defeat you. Fear-filled words will defeat you. Now listen to this. Words are the most powerful thing in the universe. It's the most powerful thing in the universe. And as a new believer, a born-again Christian, if you're listening to this understanding series, and you get to this point where you understand the authority that has been invested in you, it's something that we have let go of time and time again. The most powerful thing in the universe, words. Now, man is a spirit. He possesses a what? A soul, and he lives in a body. Man is a spirit being, and man is very capable because he is a spirit. You don't have a spirit, you are a spirit. So as a spirit being, you are capable of operating on the same level of faith that God operates on. That's a powerful thing, but we've downgraded who we are as Christians because of the exposure to the world. And when you hear things like this, you just like, what? But I'm hopefully bringing it back to your attention. Let's look at these three scriptures. First of all, Mark chapter 9 and 23, then Matthew 17 and 20, and then Mark 11, 23. Now, I want to put this in your heart. This is something, this is pretty amazing. I mean, it's something. My wife lost her phone Sunday night, and this happens to us over and over and over again. And we looked everywhere she could look, and then afterwards I said, you're going to find your phone. Your phone, you'll have your phone back. And I got home yesterday, she said, I got my phone. It's just stuff like that, that you can choose to say other things, but you ignore the authority that God has given you. And I say, enough is enough, amen? Look at Mark chapter 9, 23. Now, let these minister to you. He says, Jesus said unto him, if thou, here's the condition, if you canst believe, the condition is, if you can believe, then all things are possible to him that believes. Now, that's a powerful thing. If you can believe, then all things are possible to them that believe. If you can believe, then all things are possible. Now, the first thing I'm thinking about, that's a pretty big statement, that all things are possible to him that believes. So I'm thinking there must be something else attached to this. I know believing is important. I know that the acid test of belief is rest. I know when you say you believe something, then you'll enter into the rest. You'll cease from laboring. So he says that all things are possible to him that believe. But now go to Matthew 17 and 20. Matthew 17 and 20. In Matthew 17 and 20, right before we get to verse 20, this guy who had a son who was in trouble, and he was a lunatic, and he had fits, and he brought him to the disciples, and the disciples couldn't cast the demons out. And so the disciples came to Jesus and asked, you know, why could we not cast him out? And then if you look at verse 20, he answers that. He says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. So why didn't it work with us? I mean, they sat there and saw the boy going through those fits. I'm sure it's probably pretty hard to get that out of their mind that they saw that, okay? And he says, you couldn't do this because of your unbelief. Not because the demon was so powerful. Not because you didn't get the chance to fast before you cast the devil out. He said the problem was none of those things. He said the problem was your unbelief. And then he corrects it. He says, this is what it should have been like. He said, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith just the size of a grain of mustard seed. He said, if you had the faith and believed, then all you had to do is say unto the mountain, remove henceforth yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Now we add a little bit more. Nothing shall be impossible to you who believe and will say what you believe. Yes. Nothing shall be impossible for you who believe and will say what you believe. If you believe it and say it, nothing shall be impossible, for all things are possible for those who believe and will say it. Oh, my goodness. It's never been just for those who believe, because when you say it, it's the trigger. It releases what you believe. Glory to God. It's something to just say, I believe it. It's another thing to be bold enough to say, I believe it enough to say it. You believe it, then you speak it. Yes. We believe, therefore we spoke it. Yes. Don't say you believe something and you won't speak it, praise God. Yes. See, the problem is we've been speaking a lot of stuff we don't believe. So we condition our spirit not to bring it to pass because we don't believe it anymore. So your body, your spirit, like, do you really believe it this time or what? Yes. Well, I said it. He said, yeah, but you've been saying a lot of stuff you don't believe. Why should I believe you believe what you're saying now? Oh, praise God. Are you following me? Now look at Mark 11, 23. Mark 11, 23, he says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith if he believes in his heart, and then says it with his mouth. If he believes with his heart, then says it with his mouth, he'll have whatsoever he saith. And more than that, if he practices this and trains his spirit to understand that when I say something, I believe it because I stop saying what I don't believe. All right, you follow me? All right, now, this is spiritual law. Creative power of work, that's spiritual law. Spiritual law is something that works the same way every single time for anybody that'll operate in the principles. Spiritual law, what I am talking about, it's not theory what I'm talking about here. It's spiritual law. It works every time it's applied correctly. It works every time when it's applied correctly. God never does anything without saying it first. God never does anything. Jesus never did anything without saying it first. Yes. And here we are doing everything and ain't said nothing. The Bible says, and God said, you remember Genesis chapter 1? Look at it. Go. It's amazing when you look at it. And God said, 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 and God said. And you get on down there and it says, and God saw. Well, what did he see? Everything that he said. All right? God is a faith God, and God released his faith in words. Faith is released in words. What you believe is released in words. Look at Mark 11, 22. I want to explain something to you. What you believe is released in words. What you are afraid of is also released in words. What you're worried about will also be released in words. Amen. Now look at this, verse 22. He says, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Now one of the literal translations says, have the faith of God, or have the God kind of faith. I remember this years ago studying this out. The God kind of faith is just very simply believing in your heart and saying with your mouth. That's the God kind of faith. Why is it God kind of faith? Because that's what you see God doing. He was saying what he obviously believed, and then he put it in words. What you believe in your heart, you say. What you believe in your heart, you say. Now, you know, 40 years of doing this, you are sitting in a place that came to pass because we believed it and said it in our heart. I'll never forget when I got the picture of this building and put it on my refrigerator and studied the picture and the scriptures that went in line with me getting it. And I studied it and would not say a word until I got full of it. And I looked at it and I looked at it and looked at it and I decided from this point on, every time I put on the refrigerator, every time I open the refrigerator, I'm gonna slap it and I'm gonna say, I believe I receive that in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe I ain't got no money, ain't got nothing. I believe I receive this church right now in the name of Jesus. Praise God. And then I close my eyes, I count the windows. Those little windows right there, I count all of them. I started counting the bricks. I believe it. I'm gonna say it now. I'm gonna release my faith in words. I'm gonna release my faith in words. One day we were over in the school cafeteria that day, and it was a Friday night, we were doing praise service, and praise team, I told them, I said, just keep singing till I get back. They called, the deacons over here called and said, we need to meet with you. The name of this place was First Baptist Church, and they said they need to meet with me. Well, I'm right in the middle of the Friday night service, but I might not ever get this meeting again. So I went over there and I told them, just keep praising him, church. They were obedient, man. They kept singing. I finally got back after about a couple of hours. They were like, let God, and sweating and everything. I'm like, oh, y'all could have quit a while ago. But I walked in the place, and the guy looked at me, and he says, what can we do for you? I said, well, help me move God's people out of an apartment into their own home. And he said, could you excuse us for a moment? And he walked out, took all the deacons out of the room, and they came back, they said, how would you like to move in on Thanksgiving? And literally just turned it over. And I told him, I said, I'll give you my word. I said, I pay my bills. I said, you'll get paid early. And we'll pay this thing off. We paid it off in a couple of years. And I want you to know God gave that, turned it over. Now, somebody say, well, what happened? You got to go all the way back to what do you believe? And did you put what you believe in some words? What do you believe? And did you put it in some words? Because if you just left it in your heart, it ain't going to grow nothing. Whatever you believe, you got to put it in some words. Oh, my God. I said, whatever you believe, you got to put it in some words. I said, whatever you believe, you got to put it in some words. Amen. And then in Ephesians 5 and 1, in the Amplified, flip there, Ephesians 5 and 1, he talks to us about imitating God. Therefore, be imitators of God. Copy him, follow his example as well-beloved children. Imitate their fathers. Be imitators of God. To imitate God, you must talk like him and act like him. To imitate God, you're going to have to say, and he said, and you said, and you said, and you said, and you saw. I mean, he would not ask you to do something you are not capable of doing. He said, imitate God. If you're not capable of imitating God, then why would he say, ask you to imitate God? You're capable of doing that. And so Jesus operated like this as our example. Jesus operated in the faith of Mark 11, 23. He operated in the faith of Matthew 17, 20 while he was on the earth. He spoke, now check this out. Jesus spoke, he spoke to the wind. You recall? He spoke to the sea. You recall that? He spoke to demons. Remember that? He spoke to a fig tree. You remember that? And he even spoke to dead men. Y'all need to come on now. And all were obedient to what he said. All were obedient to what he said. Jesus operated in the God kind of faith. God is a faith God who released his faith in words. And we are faith people who will release our faith in words. Real quickly, binding and loosing. Look at this scripture, Matthew 16, 19. It's on the earth. It's for the earth. Matthew 16, 19, and then Psalms 119 and 89. Matthew 16, 19 says, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind where? You shall bind it where? It's already, because it's bound where? And whatever you loose on, it's already loosed in heaven. It's already established. You have to understand what God is saying here. He says, you're going to be doing something that God has already settled. You're going to be doing something that's already established. So when you say, I'm healed, healing has already been established in heaven. Y'all, all right, we got to stay calm. I said I wasn't going to do like we did last week. We just got on, didn't finish nothing. All right, look at Psalms 119:89. Psalms 119:89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is already settled. Thy word is already settled. His word is already settled in heaven. So when we speak his word, we're speaking something that's settled. No. When we speak his word, we're not hoping that it's settled. It's already settled in heaven. It is your job to settle it on the earth. His word is already established in heaven. It's your job to establish it on the earth. What say ye? What are you going to say about it? Look at Psalms 89 and 34. Psalms 89 and 34. What are you going to say about it? If it's already, that's why you got that Bible, so it can show you what's already settled. And so God is only expecting you to just say what's already settled. He ain't asking you to produce that. He says, I've already produced it. Settle it on the earth. Loose it on the earth. Bind it on the earth. My God. Psalms 89, 34. My covenant. So this is a covenant. He said, I will not break, nor will I alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. God says, I'm not changing nothing that I've said. I don't care what your circumstances are, I'm not changing anything of what I have said. So, whose word will you establish on the earth now? That's the key. Are you going to open your mouth and establish Satan's word, or are you going to open your mouth and establish what's already established in heaven? The power of binding and loosing is on the earth. That power, the ability to do that, is on the earth, and it comes through you. Now, listen to this very carefully. Spoken words program your spirit or your heart either for success or failure. Spoken words program your heart, your spirit. When I was a new believer and the first time I came to Bible study and heard somebody talk to me about words, I walked out like, I am powerful. I didn't know I had this kind of power. And there's some of you on stream right now. You didn't even know you had this kind of power. Spoken words program your spirit, either for success, if you're speaking God's word, or for failure or defeat, if you're speaking fear words. Words are, listen to this, containers. Think about that. Words are spiritual containers. They carry faith or they carry fear. They produce after their kind. Words are containers. If they carry faith, they will produce faith fruit. If they carry fear, they will produce fear fruit. It produces after their kind. Look at Romans 10 and verse 17. Romans 10 and verse 17. Praise God. Believers got to understand this, man. They got to understand this. And this doesn't go away. This doesn't go away. That's why I appreciate these Wednesday nights, is where we can come in and cultivate some of the foundational things that we let slip. Pick them back up again. Romans 10, 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing what?
The word of God.
Faith cometh by hearing what?
The word of God.
Faith cometh by hearing what?
The word of God.
Faith cometh by hearing what?
The word of God.
Now, how many of you know you're gonna believe what you say and hear yourself say quicker than you believe what somebody else say? So start saying it. That's why I appreciate those confessions in the morning time. There's no way. How can you not have faith in Psalms 91 when you've been saying it for a year and 6 months? You ought to know. You ought to know that you're going to live long and prosper. You ought to know that anything come against you, you ought to know you dwell in the secret place of the Most High. You abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I say of the Lord, you are my refuge. You ought not have no fear, no way. Why? Because you have been releasing this thing all of this time. And it comes. It comes by hearing the word. It comes by hearing the word. It comes by hearing the word. You will more readily receive God's word into your spirit by hearing yourself say it. And then if you hear someone else say it. So hear yourself say it. Don't be dependent on me. Well, I got to go to church so I give me some faith, see what the pastor going to say. I ain't got to say nothing. You ought to be able to go get your own faith. Amen? God's word is creative power, and that creative power is produced by the heart, is formed by the tongue, and it's released out of the mouth in word form or seed form. Let me show you how that works. It's produced by the heart. That's the ground. It has to have seed. You get the seed through your eye gate, through your ear gate, not in your mouth. It's produced in your heart. Now, you want to release it in your life. It's produced in your heart. It's formed by your tongue. And then you release it in words. You release it in word form. And it begins to impact your life. God's creative power has been given to man in word form. So all of God's creative power has been put in a seed. It's been put in word form. But it must be spoken. It must be spoken. This word from God that's already settled must be spoken. The word is not void of power. Charles Kelp said this years ago. The word is not void of power. The word is not empty of power. But the people are void of speech. That's the problem.
Do you know that your own words might be directly responsible for defeat in your life? Our words carry either faith or fear. And Creflo Dollar highlights the spiritual laws of governing this in his series, The Creative Power of Words.
All of God's creative power has been put in a seed. It's been put in word form, but it must be spoken. God is a faith God who released his faith in words. And we are faith people who will release our faith in words. His word is already settled in heaven. So when we speak his word, we're speaking something that's settled. It is your job to settle it on the earth. Loose it on the earth. Bind it on the earth.
Activate the results you want to see by claiming your copy of these three messages today for a love gift of $20 or more, plus shipping and handling. Go to CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore, or call the number on your screen to get yours today.
Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app brings you live church services direct to your smart TV and much more. Don't miss a service and catch up on the latest messages from Creflo and Taffy Dollar, like No More Worries, Overcoming Uncertainty, and countless other life-changing series streaming on the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app. You'll also get access to Changing Your World Network, streaming grace messages and exclusive content 24 hours a day right in the app.
It is now possible because of Jesus for man to be reconciled back to God.
It is God's desire. It is his plan that we walk in truth, not be deceived. So consequently, we won't deceive other people.
Get unlimited streaming through Roku, Amazon, and Apple TV absolutely free. Visit your app store, search Creflo Dollar Ministries, and download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app now to start streaming. For more information, visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org.
I think you would be amazed at what Creflo Dollar Ministry does every day around the world. Testimonies come in from all over about the impact we have. And I wish you could see the kids we feed. Their lives are changed and impacted for the better because of you, our givers. The seeds you sow into this ministry make a mark that can never be erased. And I want to thank you so much for your financial contributions into the kingdom of God and into this ministry.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
2021 is coming to an end, and we want to bring in the new year with you. Tune in on Friday, December 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and enter the new year with the World Changers Nation. Invite your loved ones to join us on December 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, no matter where you are. Tune in through the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app, YouTube, Facebook, and if you're in the Atlanta area, join us at the World Dome. Set your reminder today. We can't wait to bring in the new year with you.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.